With a content smile on her face, she snuggled beneath the cover and shut her eyes, ready to drift back to sleep and hopefully to a pleasant dreamland. Yawning, she rolled over, grabbing the object beside her and pulling it close. It felt comfortable against her, and she was just about to drift off to sleep when she suddenly realized what exactly the object was. Pulling back the comforter, she stared down in terror at the horrifyingly handsome doll that rested in bed with her, smiling its white smile that seemed to glow in the absolute darkness. "Oh no," Miranda pleaded, shuffling from beneath the cover and off of the bed onto the safety of the floor. "This can't be happening." Taking several uneasy steps back, she braced herself against the door of the closet and allowed her eyes to adjust to the darkness. She blinked several times and hoped that the image of the doll would disappear from her room, but it remained there upon the bed, watching her with the ever unmoving face. Still, there was one peculiar difference in the appearance of the doll this evening. Its hair was slicked back, just as Mark's had been earlier. Squinting her eyes, she swore that it even had fangs. Rushing to the wall by the hallway door, she flipped up the light switch and shut her eyes as the onslaught of light attempted to temporarily blind her. Refusing to wait for her eyes to adjust again, she jolted to the bed and snatched the doll up in her hands. Holding it close, she saw that she had been right. The immaculate bright smile was still there. This time, however, it was accompanied by a set of equally immaculate fangs. Taking a nervous index finger, Miranda touched it to one of the fangs, ready to pull it back should the doll attempt to bite her. It did nothing, and she was able to flick the rubber fangs back and forth with ease. Looking even closer now, she searched for a sign that they had been recently attached, glue, stitches, something. There was nothing. Viewed through the naked eye, it appeared as though the fangs had always been there, though Miranda knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that they had not. Dropping the doll back to the bed, she backed slowly away from it, reaching behind her to feel for the doorknob. Once she grabbed hold of it, she slowly opened it, as if to not let the doll know, and once it was opened wide enough, she darted madly out, slamming the door shut behind her. In the living room, she searched for her purse, keys, and coat, finding all of them placed conveniently on the sofa, perhaps by Mark. Donning the coat and snatching up the purse and keys, Miranda bolted to the front door, jerked it open, and hurried out into the hallway, not even bothering to lock up behind her. Fighting back fearful tears, she rushed down the flights of stairs to the main landing, rounded the short corner, and then hurried anxiously toward the front entrance. There, propped against the bottom of the door, the doll waited with a fanged smile and wide, beautifully scary eyes.
This can't be happening,
she stuttered, taking slow, edgy steps back. Turning around now to run, she collided with another person and fell, shaken to the floor, dazed at first but relieved to be conscious. Looking up with wide, terrified eyes, she stared at Mark, the person she had collided with.
"Miranda?"
he asked, extending a hand to help her up, a hand in which she did not take.
"What are you doing down here at this hour?"
"It's the doll. There's something wrong with the doll."
Her words came out panicked but understandable.
"The doll? What do you mean? What doll, Miranda?"
"The doll, right there."
But when she shuffled around to point at it, the doll was no longer resting at the base of the door. It was gone completely, with no sign that it had ever been there in the first place.